Practice number 6, being in nature. Once upon a time, nature wasn't outside, and it wasn't scenery. It was just home. And our lives were inseparable from it. It profoundly shaped our existence, and we were perennially conscious of the fact that it provided everything that sustained us. But all that has changed. In the past few centuries, we've built lives that increasingly isolate us from our origins. We can live entirely in climate-controlled buildings and cars. We can eat foods that come in cans and boxes and bear no resemblance to plants or animals. We can ignore the limitations of our natural resources and the environmental consequences of our lifestyles. This trend may seem benign, but we believe it has serious negative consequences. Without our connection to nature, we miss out on something essential. We lose our sense of space. We forget what we are. We miss out on nature's example of harmonious structure and the recognition of our place within it. We feel isolated. We deprive ourselves of the most awe-inspiring sweetness and a great repository of wisdom. Writer Richard Louv coined a term for this new problem: nature deficit disorder. The wisdom traditions all began with observation of nature. They studied the subtle and majestic dynamics of the natural world, and they used them to illustrate how these dynamics exist in human psychology, physiology, politics, business, and relationships. If you spend enough time in nature, you get a sense of how things move and change, the rhythm and balance of it all. You'll feel at peace, at home. Breathing clean air, getting our feet on the ground, and being surrounded by life grounds, aligns, and recharges us. It also provides a break from the usual bombardment of countless forms of pollution, from artificial light to noise to electromagnetic radiation to household and industrial chemicals to the human data stream. So it's an excellent place for stillness. New research from Gaetan Chevalier, PhD, and others even shows that being in contact with the earth, or earthing as it's sometimes called, improves mood, reduces the viscosity of our blood, diminishing a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, decreases inflammation, improves circulation, lowers stress, benefits our sleep, and regulates the immune system.
Structure, sweetness, and space. Nature is a free resource of space and sweetness, and it displays majestically the structure of seasons, change, and interdependence. Go outside. Find ways to incorporate more of the natural world into your everyday life. Walk to work or the store. Take a detour through the grass. Eat outdoors. Make plants, rocks, wood, shells, flowing water, and other natural objects part of your home decor. Grow a garden.
Have you ever been in the woods, and all the stimuli that usually seem random and disunited, the songs of the birds, the movement of the wind, the swaying of the trees, the croaking of the frogs, and the ebb and flow of your own breath, suddenly they all feel connected and synchronized? It's a magical thing, and we believe that spending time in this space integrates and tunes us. The more we practice falling into this groove, the more we naturally stay there. And soon, without even thinking about it, we begin to perceive the groove in our home, on the highway, and in the office. We slip into it, we do our thing, and before we know it, we have a magical life.